Oh yeah, now the glorious return of the infamous Glazed Donut Podcast. You know, we out here, man. You know who it is now. It's your boy Dele Sanchez, aka Pepper Gizzard, aka Plus Size Tunde Kilani, aka that's a new one. New season, new nicknames. We out here, man. Aka Tranquilo, aka Flex Anderson, aka Captain Trips. You know the rest, and we out here, man. I'm here with the Bide Boy. So great, chicks. Say hello, say hello. See, we have new. So, producers, sound effects. The producer said we have sound effects. So, if he comes out without sound effects, you know what
so
to
I'm
come
just
for.
So, I'm going to assume there's an applause, Yella. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was very nice. So, you guys are
sorry. If she comes out later, and it's not.
I'll be sounding stupid
it's
and
not
shit.
What we thought,
So, we are out here. Everybody's here now. So, yeah, Trevor, Chinex.
Bro, I'm going by Adonis this year.
You're
bro.
Going by Adonis.
Adonis.
No, it's like Pau. Pau Adonis Creed.
Adonis, bro. Adonis.
Ivedulekia Adonis Creed. And we're out here with VGC Angela Yee. What's up, man?
Hi, guys. What's up?
Jesus Christ. Inspiring.
As in, like, she always kills the energy fine. Level. I'll hear pump everybody up and she needs to just come.
Let's take those, give her a nickname.
No, don't do that.
So, I'm going to give you Chinese, did you?
No, I like Chinese.
No,
Chinese
me, I'm giving her an iPop.
Jesus Christ. Guy. Leave this Biafra and iPop. No, Jesus Christ. iPop this, iPop that.
Why try to be sensitive?
iPop your body, relax now.
I don't listen.
We are jumping to it.
So yeah, man, cheeks, steak, the words on the doggy. What are we talking about, man?
Apparently, some Nigerians got caught robbing a bank in Dubai.
It's not apparent. It actually
and now
happened.
They're taking action against Nigerians.
No. It was a lie. The UAE embassy in Abuja.
Wait, flesh this out.
Okay. So basically, five niggas were caught on camera robbing a blue change in Dubai, and they were arrested. And someone was like, "How are you still in a place where the police drive Ferraris? Like that's how they chase you with." Raris and Porsches and you go there to rob. My God. Anyhow, so they got caught, then everybody started passing around this rumor. You know how era of fake news that Dubai, UAE, they stop issuing visas to Nigerians, whatever. Then the embassy in Abuja, the UAE embassy in Abuja, released an official statement. Like they even promoted the tweet. Like it's everywhere, that the rumor going around is not true, that they've not stopped issuing visas to Nigerians. Because, like, we are probably not the first people to go and commit crimes there.
They said they've not stopped issuing visas to Nigerians, they have stopped giving visas on arrival to Nigerians. So now you have to go through a more like scrutinized process.
Yeah, because that's what I was even wondering. Because I knew that before you didn't have to apply.
You get visa on arrival.
Yeah,
like
you buy your ticket
you have
and
to
you
go
there.
To the embassy for them to scrutinize you before they give you a visa.
Specifically as Nigerians, or
yes,
just in general.
No, I think they said that's not true too.
Yeah.
The thing is, I did not read the.
Well, you can tell we've been on a break. You can tell.
Yeah, man. Like man's rusty out here. Well, yeah, man. Basically.
But were they? Were those justice guys?
Ready?
Justice guys.
Oh my God.
You look like the Nigerian.
No, and did you see some people try to make it a tribe thing? Because the five guys were Igbo.
I withhold my comments.
Some people try to make it a tribe.
I withhold my comments.
And at the same
comments.
Time, they now release them. I don't know, man. This whole the simulation is glitching. They now released another report of five Igbo boys that went for one engineering contest in Tunisia or some shit.
What
was that? But
no, it's like a balance.
Oh my days!
Like people
man.
Are saying that
Igbo
people are just teased.
Yeah,
like,
man.
No, we do.
Why
in
Tunisia? Why
in
Tunisia too, man?
Why is it an Arab country? I don't know. Everything. Just, I genuinely feel like we are living in a simulation.
No,
I genuinely feel like.
I mean, did you see the video Trump put out yesterday? If that's any indicator.
Wait,
that.
What was it?
So it was this doctored video of Joe Biden. So like they stuck his face onto some person in a suit, and he was basically apologizing for it, because apparently like he gets really touchy-feely with women, like he has this thing where he puts his hand on their shoulders, and in between when this fake doppelganger of Joe Biden is talking, like then I have like this cutout of Joe Biden holding the person's shoulders, and it's just like, bro.
So like the effects, the editing, not even nice.
No, like, it was intentionally supposed to be Kenny now. Like, he's not actually putting that as fake news. He's being tongue-in-cheek.
I think The point to be noticed is that Trump dropped this video.
Yeah, he
put it, like Trump really, on his YouTube channel. Trump just dropped. The president of the United States just dropped that on his YouTube channel.
Oh, def.
I think about it now. Like, if you think about his resume and all the trolling he was doing on Twitter, like, Donald Trump is essentially Ohlone.
Gentlemen, let's have fun. that nigga is nuts, man. It's sad that we keep feeding it to
them.
They made a
troll their president. Shout out to them, man.
I think America kind of deserves it, though, if we're being real. Niggas are moving like they're untouchable.
Yeah, there was one thing Jordan Peele, like, I think we should use that segue to the next up. But okay. There's one thing Jordan Peele said about why he made Get Out. He said they were living in the post-racial lie that, Donald Obama became president.
Yeah.
Racism is dead.
Mm-hmm.
You get, and that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So then Donald Trump now came out to remind them that now America is still very, very racist.
Yep.
And someone said maybe, like, the fuck up was they went too liberal by making a black guy president. So to balance it out, they had to go all the way.
Yeah, man.
I don't even know. Like talking about Americans. And their struggles, because fuck those niggas.
Do you understand? I'm getting to the point where, like, I'm trying consciously not to absorb or, like, take all their stuff in, because there's so much happening in Nigeria as well. I know you can do two things at once, but I find that I'm so well-versed on, you know, like, American issues and things like that, and then things that are more local.
That's because they control the world, right?
They do. And they're exporting their culture at, like, ridiculous rates.
Yeah, speaking of America, man, shout-outs to Nipsey, man.
Yeah, I know, bro. That's a topic that, like,
homage, man.
R.I.P. Nip, man.
Yeah, R.I.P. to Nip. I mean, over the week, more developments have come out about the entire thing, and it just feels like it's getting sadder and sadder and sadder because apparently the guy who shot him...
Your own niggas.
Exactly, like, it's your own dude, you know, and... That's like easily not the saddest part. The saddest part is him dying, but that as well is just like someone you thought was supposed to be your boy ends up shooting you.
I think for me, the saddest part is not even about it being so close. I mean, like, Nipsey was a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
And, like, he died for nothing. I feel like that's why Americans were running with that conspiracy theory, because think about it, he died over nothing.
Yeah, it was really pointless.
Like, over some dumb shit. You get me? So, like, if the conspiracy was true, it would feel like he died serving a higher purpose.
Yeah, true.
You get me?
Flesh out that shit that
conspiracy.
The conspiracy.
The Dr. CB thing.
Okay, so basically, when he died, you know, because he was working on the Dr. Sebi
documentary
before he died about the charlatan that claimed to cure AIDS. Even though many times he's a charlatan, like he's a fucking fraud. Like many times people have come out to prove. Okay, let me break it down. So there's this whole thing about how he won a case against the Supreme Court,
whatever.
First things first, it wasn't the American Supreme Court. It was like the Brooklyn Supreme Court or some shit. It was like a localized court. They just added Supreme at the back. Yeah, went Supreme here.
Oh, my days. Yeah. That's so New York too. Yeah, man.
Extremely
New York.
Maybe in the court, all of them were rocking Supreme gear and teams.
Oh, my
days. So, so basically, like the... case was even that they brought against him was about practicing medicine without a license.
Yeah.
And how he won was that he said he wasn't practicing medicine, he was just giving dietary supplements.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's the case that he won.
Mm-hmm.
And the 13 people that he brought was people that to show that he just helped them change their diet, not that he diagnosed or prescribed anything.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing.
Yeah.
And
Nipsey was working on this documentary, so it's like it's coming out now.
I mean, it's not done.
He cannot say he'll continue it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like that whole thing about him curing AIDS is a lie, man.
If it was a charlatan, so why? I watched an interview with Nipsey and Charlemagne, how he was speaking about the work Dr. CB did and why people need to know about him and how he died in such a weird way.
Died 30 years after the facts from pneumonia, after they brought charges
I haven't checked the
money
details,
laundering.
But the person who was doing the documentary said there was something inconspicuous about his death. So if the story was not worth telling, why was he making a documentary?
You think America wastes 30 years to kill a nigga that actually has some shit to say?
No, you don't. I'm not talking about America. I'm talking about like, the
whoever.
Fact, why was he making
it? Do you think big pharmaceutical will wait 30 something years to kill him? No, as in maybe he's intrigued by the story, but I'm saying that whole thing about him dying, like the feds came. When have you known the feds to wait 30 years? Like in history,
but
look at the guy that released that whole thing about.
Another thing, like as to what you're saying, one thing I've noticed with like black Americans, like once they get into this African cultural juice thingy, they just run away with the thing. Like, once you tell them that, yo, something with your roots, these niggas just take off.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not mad at that.
They take off. Like,
I'm not mad at that.
They take off.
I can see.
Yeah, like, the search for identity.
I still feel like research is important. Like, this is good. Like, all this stuff I found out is Googleable information. You can
is what?
Googleable information. See, bro, we're out here pushing the
boundaries of the
exactly.
English lecture.
Exactly.
I'm here with you.
By the boy cheeks.
I'm not
Shaq and Kobe. You get me?
Same thing till I do like complete research, because if they were making a documentary, then there's something about that guy.
It's gonna be hard though.
Yeah, something. Yeah, but you have
okay,
to try.
Okay. Oh yeah. Calm down now. Didn't they make a documentary about the whole Michael Jackson? They just dropped a new Michael Jackson documentary.
Surviving.
Neverland, living Neverland.
Something in the realm of surviving whatever.
Yeah, leaving Neverland.
The person that made the documentary came out to say that the person that he interviewed may not have been telling the truth.
Yeah, that the dates were inconsistent.
But we don't. I didn't say anything about how I said I will not confirm the
like,
charlatan claim till I see find information that is viable.
But
so you're telling
again,
me
again.
That. So wait, maybe that's why I don't have it, because I've been eating a lot of Google. Like,
oh
maybe out here, my mom has been writing for me, man. Out here eating oha soup.
No, here's the thing. Nah,
gang.
Oh my God.
Did you see, Google too? Bro, if you're out there,
if you
this,
eat oha soup,
cooks,
you can fuck raw.
If you what?
If you eat oha soup, you can fuck raw.
That was Daily Sanchez of the Glazed podcast.
Bro, when the South Bites come out, this is definitely number one.
Honestly.
If you eat oha soup, you can't. I've actually never had oha soup before, just on the side.
Oh, no, I'll hook you up, man.
Yeah?
Of course.
I'll hook
is it
you
good?
Up. Yeah, it's good.
Okay, now, but wait.
And if they're running with stockfish and all that, I got you, man.
Nah, bless up.
Chair,
bless up. Bless
Dr. Shavy's disciples. Dr. Shavy's disciples, bro.
But even on the subject of being able to fact check things, mm-hmm. I'm never going to be a conspiracy theorist on it, but like, you
no,
know
no,
a lot of the things.
That's what they are here to do. Dive into your conspiracies.
Like, a lot of the things that you can search online are whitewashed.
Yeah.
Yes, so, that's true. But the people presenting the other argument, like the Hoteps, are talking about how Left Eye was doing a documentary and she died in a plane crash on her way to see Dr. Sebi. But no, she didn't
die. She
died
in a plane crash.
Exactly.
It was a car accident.
Exactly. Like, they don't even know what they are saying.
Yeah, but like, what you're talking about, you probably saw it on Twitter. I'm talking about real articles written
by
people.
Yeah. And I read somebody posted the article and I went to check, like, mm-hmm. he put the link. I went to check the article of, like, his court case and all those things. Like,
yeah.
all these things I'm telling you
yeah.
have been fact checked.
There's one thing that I'll say though. It's never in the interest of the pharmaceutical companies to find alternative medicine.
Yes.
Ever. So
exactly.
like whether
yes.
or not he cured AIDS or not,
that's
we're
why,
never going
that's
to
that's why
him.
They sued him in the, that's why they tried to shut him down.
Yeah.
Like with the whole practicing medicine without a license,
yeah.
whatever. It
so
was
that means he was
about,
doing something.
He was that's the thing. You
don't
did not
curing headaches.
You did not cure like see. If you make people not buy aspirin, like, they will still get pissed. There's a lot of money in aspirin. There's a lot
True.
Of money in painkillers. So
I
they try
you,
to
man.
Shut down alternative medicine. It doesn't mean that you
he
found a cure for AIDS or something.
On,
ah.
on that nip stuff, my own is like, for a good guy like that, what's the
exactly? That's what I'm saying.
No,
relax.
That's not what
you're saying.
Anyway,
that's not what you're
he was
saying.
Not a true part
wait,
since
wait,
the day
wait,
the ball.
What I'm saying is like, what's the blueprint to move now as a black man over there? If a good guy gets killed for nothing, what's the blueprint now? Like, what am I waking up in the morning? And it's the people that look like me. Like, I was listening to the Breakfast Club and they were talking like, if I'm going back to my hood to help out,
mm-hmm.
and it's the people that look like me that are killing
me.
Yeah.
What's the incentive of helping out?
Like, that's why a lot of these guys go Hollywood, so to speak.
Yeah, just leave their hoods.
But they still, like, the thing is, you can leave and still help, but don't be accessible. It's sad, but that's the thing. Niggas always
because they really just caught
Nipsey
outside. Like, when you say you caught someone sleeping, like, he was sleeping.
Yeah.
He just came out.
I think that was the
no,
odd
apparently
time when his bodyguard
wasn't
with
even
him.
They even yanned. He shook his hand. I think maybe whatever they said upset him, because there was another 60s member that was talking on TV,
okay.
interview with LA Times.
Yeah.
He was like, they just had a conversation with him
yeah.
before he walked away. Obviously, he's not going to say whatever they talk. Like, he did not want, maybe whatever
yeah.
they talked about was some shit. I don't
it
know.
Sense too.
Yeah, so, and the footage showed, like, the camera footage from across shows him going and coming back with a gun to shoot him.
They caught that Eric, hold that guy fast.
Yeah,
bro,
they did.
Streets love Nipsey.
They
yeah,
that
I'm like,
fast.
For them to be cooperating this much with the police,
mm-hmm.
I'm more like, he, they
that
really loved man.
They love Nipsey, man.
Yeah.
Someone was actually saying they should release the guy.
What?
That whatever he's facing on the streets will be way worse than what
he gets in court. But me, I still feel like in the end, like, She's Nipsey's still dead, man.
Yeah, I know. It's not
like he doesn't even like there's.
Bro, if I'm that scenario and they release me on my way out, I'm stabbing the guard. Take me back. take me back. I just killed
him. Because he's even in solitary because like, they can kill him in prison.
Yeah,
they can
easily,
kill him. So he's in
easily.
Solitary.
They will kill him.
Just as a subtopic, one thing from the entire situation that really fucked me up and always fucks me up when one of these things happens is the fact that people are pulling out their cameras and recording these situations.
Fam.
Bro.
Did anybody record?
They did.
People were out with their cameras, man.
And I didn't even know initially what it was. So I watched it for a couple seconds and I was like, oh, shit.
Trying to commemorate someone's death.
Bro,
imagine.
It's the wildest fucking thing.
Same thing happened when Tentacion.
Bro, that one, it was even the most fucked up. Because
they were videoing
him
dead in the car and shouting like, oh, they just go X. I'm like, yo, do something.
But does it make me creep for watching those videos? Like, sometimes I watch those things and like
yes, it
fuck,
does.
Man. Like, death is real.
No, but yes.
Wow.
Like, when I saw...
That's not funny, bro.
No.
I'm not saying you're fucked up.
No.
That's just fucking funny.
I mean, like, bro, like, when I saw X in the car, like, I didn't fuck with X.
I can't watch any of
but, like,
videos.
Bro, yeah. Like, fam, man. So, like, this X guy is just dead. Like, he's just dead.
I don't think it makes...
And it's horrible.
Bro.
Like, the people who watch the whole news...
There's no excuse. There's no excuse for pulling out your phone, no. There's no excuse for pulling out your phone.
Like, how are niggas watching the live stream of that New Zealand?
And it was so fucked up because there was this boy that suspended from some high school that the high school had to release a statement. He was watching the video in school with his friends and they were laughing.
Wow. Oh, wow.
A nigga's getting killed.
Yeah.
That's a budding killer
there. He was not talking about
that's how they grew up.
Because they released a statement, they released a recording. You know, I think in their class they have cameras. It's probably like a preppy high school or something like that. So they could hear what he was saying. He was talking about how, oh my God, did you see that one? He really dodged the bullet. I thought he wouldn't die.
Oh, wow.
Bro,
that is nuts.
Well,
but I like how New Zealand acted fast, man. Like that, like everybody knows that America is just a piece of shit. Like they just showed that because they've already like passed new gun law, everything.
Are you serious?
And there's solidarity with Muslims.
You can't get semi-automated weapons if you're in particular credentials.
Yeah,
for a particular reason.
I know they revised their law. So I don't know what is, but because I know America hasn't done shit. Like someone said after that Sandy Hook, like the one where he was kids.
Yeah,
like it wasn't high school, like elementary school. After that, America didn't do.
Do we have gun laws in Nige? Based on this quality guy that was killed that same day.
No, but it was the police that killed him now.
Yeah,
bro.
So what we need,
what we need
is reformation. That's what we're fighting for. Reformation.
Police reform.
Yes, police reform. Cause it's dumb, and the people in charge are so stupid. Did you hear what I don't know who the fuck
guy,
he is.
Yes,
the spokesperson came out and said tattoos and dreadlocks are not part of our culture. That's so stupid.
You didn't see that.
I'm tired of these idiots that we have in power, man.
It's easier for you to be susceptible to arrest if you have dreads and tattoos.
Bro.
I tell you that colonialism that has been sipped into because tattoos and
dreadlocks.
You know when you see when you see something like that, it's like setting precedent. Like for the next nigga that dies with the dreadlocks, that's on you.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's wild, bro. It's actually like we're living in a jungle.
And the funny thing is, man, that whole stuff is even bullshit because they stop indiscriminately. Like, it's not even like them stopping niggas with
dreadlocks.
Even if they were only stopping guys with dreads and tattoos, that's still fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like it makes no fucking sense. And in the, like someone said that, they stop laptop. It's not about any of those things.
Nothing.
I'm telling you, I was coming back from a show in December, like DRB. I went to cover DRB. I was coming back around 3 a.m. around that inside in the Uber, police stopped me. I feel like the guy was drunk, and the guy just started asking me many questions. Like, where's my ID? I didn't have my ID on me. He said, what do I do? I said, I'm a student. He said, what's in the bag? I said, my camera. He said, I should show him the receipt
of the camera.
I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, how can I? And so I just wanted to be calm because I knew that. And the guy was really brandishing his weapon.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I'll shoot you here, nothing will happen.
Yeah.
And the funny truth is that if he kills me, like, nobody will even know.
Nothing,
it will take a while before. I don't even know if they'll find my body.
If you pulled out the receipt, I think he would have shot you. Like, no cap.
What?
Bro, no. Let's be serious.
I was out there.
There's nothing Nigerians hate more than I flex and you flex more. Hey!
bro. Honestly, when he started brandishing,
I got it as a gift. It was a gift, bro. Because if you pull out that receipt, so you think you, so you think you can just show me the receipt of this camera? Take two bullets.
Are we even lying to you? That's, that's what I was trying to be. Because I was just trying to. I was trying to be cordial. And after, like, it just aggravating, and I was like, you are raising your voice at me. I was like, yo, what the fuck, man?
That's in Nigeria, right?
Like, you are not even doing. You are not even doing anything.
But you know, occasionally,
what the fuck?
Occasionally, Nigerians only understand madness. Like, I remember this one time. I was really young. I was sick. I think I had malaria or something. But this was within an estate, so I guess nothing crazy was going to happen. But anyways, we're driving to the hospital, and there was, like, one of these gates that they had, like, Mopo in front of. And they stopped the car. And my dad's like, oh, my son is sick. Like, I'm trying to take him to the hospital or whatever. And they were misbehaving. They didn't want to open the gate. My dad now got out of the car, like, how far now? Like, this kind of thing. The guy now cocked his weapon. Wanted to point at him. Let me just give you a brief overview of the type of person my dad is. My dad is, like, the calmest person in the world. Hardly ever loses his temper, doesn't raise his voice. Bro, how you can tell when Nigeria gets to people to an extent is what happened next. Bro, my dad walked up to the guy. I started slapping his chest. I said, put it here! Put it here! And I was just in the car like, bro, it's malaria. Like, I can go, but do you understand? Like, I could probably go back and pop, you know, just Panadol or something. I won't be good. But bruh, they said, put it here!
Yeah, your dad is on some next level,
bro,
shit,
you
man.
Lost it.
Remember when I was telling you that if I traveled abroad and the police guy stopped me, I have no... power of my sir, I'm a monkey. I will lie down.
Nah, never.
Sir,
never.
Sir, shoot sir, me. Please. When there's life, there's hope.
Nah,
this is my license.
Nah.
What?
Shoot me.
I see niggas for me for the police that have been killing people.
I won't form, but I will emphasize my African accent. I'm not the one. Like, I'm going to leave soon. I'm not the one that you don't like. I'm not the one taking your jobs,
you know,
eating your food.
I'm here on holiday. I'm here on a holiday.
Yeah, racism is irrational in it. Like, all this discrimination, prejudice, all that shit is irrational now.
Speaking of racism, man, Lupita Nyong'o, Moise Kean, bro.
Moise. Those dudes. Now, fuck Bonucci, man.
Yeah, fuck Bonucci. But anyways, let's...
And Moise Kean came out to... Okay, should we just say what happened?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so basically... Moise Kean is a young
Juventus.
Italian football player of, like, African descent. He just even got his national call up in the... Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Plays for Juventus.
Plays for Italy. He played for Italy this last international break.
Yeah.
He even scored on his debut. Mm-hmm. So, like, he has been balling 4 goals in last 4 matches. So,
A
game against Cagliari, for 80-something minutes, the Cagliari fans that are known for being racist, because they did this to Matuidi, did it to Montari, did it to Eto'o. They've been doing this for time. They were booing him, monkey chants, all of that. Then he now scores the winning goal. Like, I think the match ended 2-1. He now scored. Then he just went to the front of
the fans,
Messi style, like the Bernabeu, arm stretched out. And his face was expressionless. He wasn't even smirking. None of what Simeone or Ronaldo or all these other guys have done.
Yeah.
Just normal arm stretched out. And Matuidi was even talking to Allegri that we should end this fucking match. The Cagliari captain went to beg the Cagliari fans to calm down.
Yeah.
Like, their own captain was like, yo, fam, this is not
chill,
cool. Yeah. Stop. So after the game, they now interviewed Bonucci, the fucking snake piece of shit Bonucci. Asked him, it was not like it was 50-50 that Moise Kean should have aggravated the fans.
In those moments, you're not even, like, your statement is not meant to be that rushed. Like, you're not even, like, this. You're meant to play safe. Like, okay, I don't know what happened. I can't speak on it now. Something like that. Or even blast the shit entirely.
What you don't understand was that was him playing it safe because he did not realize that the world was woke. Majority of Italians are racist. So he did not want to condemn...
blanket statements.
Okay.
Not necessarily. But I'll give a lot, child.
See,
let's say a lot.
He did not want to alienate the people that were racist.
Yeah.
Because honestly, in Italy, the percentage of them that are racist or racist apologists are higher than the people that are not. Like, probably. Like,
probably,
there's a good... Because...
This isn't the first time we're hearing this. So.
Exactly. In Italy, that same stadium, like, what the fuck? The same exact team. They've never given them a stadium ban, even though I feel like stadium bans don't do anything. So basically, everybody came out to say Bonucci is a piece of shit. Ian Wright called him a pussy.
Really?
I swear.
Yes.
On Instagram, Stormzy called him a prick. Yes, Stormzy called him.
Man, shout outs to this guy, Raheem Sterling, man.
Yeah.
Form of his life is really speaking out on all these issues. Because I don't think footballers have been known to take this kind of stances that he's been taking.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, man, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, there has to be someone up there saying this thing.
And there was one thing that Yaya Toure said, because they had like a whole
I saw
forum,
that video.
And he was like, we need more black people in positions of power. Because if you notice, it was only the black players that were really showing solidarity. Yeah. Even on Juventus, only Chiellini and Pjanic came out to support. Yeah. Allegri too self supported him and said he was immature.
Yeah.
Allegri also said some fucked up shit.
Yeah, I remember.
And there were no other white players, maybe Lineker or something. Like, there was no other current white players like that speaking. So it's obvious that the only people that are really concerned about making change are the black players. Yeah. Danny Rose even says he's waiting to retire. Because he's tired of all that shit.
Wow.
Like, he's already tired. Like, how will you be dead stress at his family, abusing him throughout the whole game?
Bro, there's just some days that I just sit down and I just think, man, so it's just this skin. Like, that's literally the only... No, do you understand? Like, that's literally the only thing.
Like, how stupid are they, man?
Just because of skin.
I don't even understand. What do we even do?
I have no idea.
Even if we stole one or two bitches, is it worth this? Our penis big and so... No, be everybody penis with big. Like, why are you angry?
No, bro.
Honestly,
I'd even understand it if, like, we were ostracized in the kind of way, but, like, it's hate.
Yeah.
Like, it's hate.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing my own thing, but you hate me.
They still ostracize, but they also hate too.
Yeah.
I feel, well, me, honestly, I feel like a lot of it comes from a place of jealousy, man.
Yeah, it does.
I guess. But, I really don't know how to trace it. I've always
very
thought
irrational.
About, bro, it's honestly.
Super irrational,
very
man.
Irrational.
It's one of
you
those things.
You have to
things.
Be really dumb.
Hmm. Yeah, there was one thing that Balotelli said when they're talking about monkey chance. It was like, he has nothing against monkeys, honestly. And it feels like monkeys are genuinely smarter than racist. Balotelli is pretty, like, he told Bonucci that Amo, you are lucky I wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Balotelli was that smoke. Every time him and Muntari walked off, they were booing them, chatting, and he just walked off the pitch. Like, Balotelli has zero fucks, man. Zero fucks even. Allegri was like, you can't stop the match, one team, two team, all of that. But honestly, I feel like they should be docking teams' points.
They should.
Yeah, honestly.
They should be docking teams' points.
You know,
that's
managers even show solidarity, man. Like,
they should.
Bro, come on.
You know, it's funny.
Come
like, on, I was talking to my bro. My bro was in Canada, and he wants to come back to Nigeria, not necessarily because of any one or two incidents, but he speaks about how he's tired of being, you know, hyper aware of the fact that he's black.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like anybody's overtly doing anything, like, do you understand? But just knowing.
You're just out.
Just knowing that you're black amongst other... It's a mind fuck. Like,
I swear to God, that's so... Like, we take stuff like that for granted.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Take stuff like that
you know,
for
like,
granted.
I mean, I remember, like, you know, going to the ATM. This is in England. And it was late at night. My boy and I, it was cold, obviously. So we both had hoodies on. And this white lady at the ATM. And instinctively, we just gave her, like, 10 feet of space. As by, like, just, you know, withdraw your money because... We're not trying to make you feel uncomfortable and cause an incident. Imagine that. Do you understand?
I swear.
Like, just having to think that, we don't want to give this woman any impression. So let's give her a space.
How many men have you drugged and robbed?
Oh, my goodness. Is that
is that
that wasn't even subtle.
That wasn't even subtle.
But I actually want to talk about that. So, like, let's jump straight into it.
Yeah.
But, like,
You are the ATM now. You are the ATM. So, drugging and robbing. Get like
how does your mind work,
bro?
No, I feel like I'm even more troubled about your thought process than
you understand.
ATM
like
money,
how do you connect
robbing.
Any of these things?
Nah, I don't see that. But let's jump into it though.
So tell us now, how many?
No, I don't do that.
Someone should give. I've been introing
the
beat
on this.
So there was this documentary about Cardi B's life that I don't know.
Oh, is that
was
where
it
was
from?
I thought it was like an old Instagram live
video
that popped up.
It was not an old Instagram. I know it was something about her. Like, it was a small documentary.
No, but I saw, like, there's a video of her saying
this. You said it was from a live, Sha.
Yeah, it was from a live on Instagram.
It might have been a live they put in the
documentary.
It was not a big documentary. I think Netflix or something does it a short, like, maybe 14 minutes.
Netflix. No, be all these.
She's on Netflix, so I doubt.
Something, Sha. VH1.
Probably, I think actually
Vice
guys.
Anyway.
So shout out
no,
Vice.
No, no,
so
Vice
the clip,
is really
the
good.
Clip
the
was
clip, over. Yeah, basically admitting to having to survive in the streets and having to drug and rob men.
Yeah, she had done some stuff in her past life.
Yeah, she's done
she was
some.
A stripper.
Yeah, when she was a stripper, they would come to the club obviously, and then they'll take her home, and then she would drug them and rob them. She's wild.
And people wanted
people were calling for the same energy that
like,
they gave
that you give a guy.
Not a guy that they gave Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Even
though
what
Bill
Cosby did
assaulter.
And what she did are two extremely different
distinct.
Things. And everybody was like, why is Cardi not in jail? Why didn't any of her victims press charges? That's the first thing. There's like the statute of limitations for robbery, I think is like there's enough time. Even when it happened, why did anybody press charges?
Are we victim blaming?
I'm not victim blaming. I'm see, like let me get to my point. There's one thing I'm like
you can't use the term victim blaming in the situation.
Like, why are you even talking about victim
blaming? Because victim blaming is basic. Is the concept is created around a person being violated.
But
they were drugged and robbed. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
They were violated.
I forgot.
But see, this is what I'm saying. The reason why they did not even, like, the reason why me, what I feel logically, the reason why many people would not, like, take something like that up is because, like, as a man, you don't want to feel like you would have felt emasculated or something. And that is part of the patriarchy that babes are trying to dismantle, feminist movement is trying to dismantle in the end. So you saying that, like, the funny thing is, like, people, everybody wants to fight. Like, people are fighting instead of actually looking at what's going on. They are just taking it as 1 point for us. Yeah, this is 1 point, so 1-1. Bill Cosby, Cardi B, let's go.
You know the second reason why they didn't say anything?
Why?
Because they went home with Cardi B. So they wanted to be able to...
She wasn't even... She was still a stripper
that time. She was still a stripper.
If you see strippers, like, if you didn't rack them, she not going to necessarily pop up.
I'm sure they probably got their money back.
You know, I've...
Probably got...
Like, if Cardi B drugged... If, like, Cardi B is a stripper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's not use Cardi. Like, a stripper drugs me in my home, steals my money. Okay. Now I drive back to whatever strip club. Hello. My money back now.
No.
What's
the proof? And she can literally tell the security guards that this man is harassing me.
Okay.
And she's like,
I take a drive down to the
security guards at those strip clubs don't play, man.
Yeah.
To my homies.
I've never been
to your homies to do what? The strip guards don't fuck all
big
of you up.
Big pepper gizzard and, you know.
No, it's a lion.
And then what?
I'm not too big so like that, too. I don't like all this kind of
Then we pull back. We pull back.
I'm not riding for you, man.
Okay. Okay, security guards. Here is Pepe Giza.
But you know, it's actually interesting though. Why didn't anybody actually bring this up?
Like, what's like? Why did he?
Yeah, because she definitely has victims, and no one has said anything.
No, see, what and that's one thing people were saying. As in, is I think soliciting is still a crime. So maybe that's why they couldn't even report.
Dead. No, no, but that's
they're strippers.
Strippers are not sex workers.
We don't know the intent of taking them home. I'm not going to go there, but I don't think it qualifies.
Okay, just to qualify,
it's literally just it's like going to a bar and like
and you have like so. This thing is when they see the money exchange for so you can just say you picked out I don't know, man. I don't know if they ever brought. But one thing I do not like is obviously this is a serious crime. She violated people, but. A lot of the people trying to equate it to Bill Cosby and all these other rapists, they don't even care about the victims in this case. They just feel like it is one for us but against
think,
the feminists. Instead
think,
of actually
think,
addressing
think
the issues,
Cardi
man.
Do you think Cardi should be cancelled based on I was going to say that it's in the past, but then Bill Cosby shit was in the past too. And it was some fucked up shit. But do you think Cardi should be cancelled because...
She will not be cancelled.
No, I don't think whether she will be. She should be cancelled.
So the argument that everyone makes, right, is that hip-hop is this thing where people have always spoken about robbing people, shooting people,
selling drugs. A lot of our favorite rappers, like, I can name a few that have killed people.
Yeah, and we sing those tracks word for word, you understand?
We know all the lyrics.
So I don't know, like, it was fucked up to me, personally. When I saw it, I was like, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Simple.
Especially because at the initial time, I didn't realize it was an old video. I thought she was reacting to people saying that she didn't work for her money and all that kind of stuff. So I'm like, wow, this is so stupid. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But with time, like...
Should she be cancelled?
I don't know.
Has anybody ever cancelled?
True.
That's the first thing.
True. Like, who really gets cancelled at the end
and
of the day?
And see, let's not even lie. The truth is, there are some crimes that we rate higher than other crimes.
Absolutely.
That's the truth.
Yeah, for sure.
And like, you see, your favorite rapper will... Like, even when you go jail, like, say, oh, I'm in jail for shooting a nigga, Nujawa, then they free you. They will even let you be like, oh yeah, big ups my guy. But if you are in jail for some shit involving women or kids.
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
You get me?
It's over with. If a victim comes out, let me put a random scenario. If a victim comes out tomorrow and attributes
Did you see that fake?
Yeah, that was just ridiculous.
That's how I know that it's just about 1-1.
Yeah,
just, you get me? Just about trying to win whatever. It's not a game.
But if
that's what you guys don't realize. It's not a game.
Yeah. In a random scenario, if a victim comes out and says, oh, this happened to me, and, you know, like, we shouldn't support Cardi B and like all that kind of stuff. Do we feel differently about it?
I don't support Cardi B already.
Really?
I don't fuck with
her. I think I would feel slightly different.
You're a barb?
Yeah, I think
I don't like any of them.
She's a barb.
Oh my goodness.
Do you even read my tweets? Like if any of, I was like, fuck both of, as in what you say, you see me as I deal like this. Hey, oh, Dele Sanchez.
You know how I know, how I know Dele is not a barb?
Oh my God.
Because he holds the unpopular opinion that Nicki wasn't the best person on Monster. Like that.
She wasn't. Like, it's not here like, we go. She
let's
wasn't.
No,
I told you,
jump down
put it on my fucking head.
Derek Kimani was the best person on Monster. That's my another segue.
Derek Kimani.
Another failed segue.
What's with you and these random segues today, man?
No, see, but I can't even see the... I can sort of understand
because they both rap, they both have big asses.
Yeah, the aesthetic. They both have all of them have that Nicki Minaj aesthetic. I be Lil Kim. Whoever all of them are stealing it from, City Girls, Megan Thee Stallion, Sweetie, they are all the same rapper, man. What the fuck?
Can we have like a moment of silence?
Nah, fuck that shit, man. Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. I'm not fucking with it, man.
I never thought that rap could be so amazing.
You don't care about her bars, you fucking liar. If she wasn't twerking in those videos, would you care about the bars? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about cheeks. I'm not talking about you.
No, we're not talking about cheeks right now.
Her cheeks. Exactly. You like her cheeks.
I'm talking about
saying about bars. Which fucking bars?
Bro, did you hear what she said about, like,
exactly, I'm telling you
about that thing that she was talking about.
What the fuck?
No, that thing.
I said, she's gonna hate this guy. Niggas are the weakest link. Niggas are genuinely the weakest link.
He's lost.
She's inspiring.
Shut the fuck up.
She's inspiring. And also, she lost her mom, so RIP to her, like, her mom. Like, that was
wild.
Yeah, she's persevering in spite of that. But shout out to Megan Thee Stallion.
Despite being.
She lost, in spite of losing her mom.
Oh, sorry.
Who was like her biggest fan. Like, there was this video just randomly of.
And it was fucked up that niggas started bringing up that whole sacrificing your mom for fame shit.
Dog, I can. Like, oh my days. I am so tired of these narratives. I'm so tired.
Like, can we allow Illuminati to rest now?
And the fact
that Illuminati guys are even tired of the fake rumors. Like,
everything.
When we want to expose ourselves, we'll come out. Like, please, stop attributing the wrong guys to us. Like, when you see
Megan Thee Stallion, why we go?
We don't want her. She's not in our crew. You're not making the Illuminati guys feel right. Like, why is he part of us?
Do you remember that era in secondary school when niggas used to find triangles in everything? I'm like, bro, that's a rhombus.
Ronaldo's legs.
That's a rhombus.
Ronaldo's legs. Someone told me that Ronaldo's legs,
they make triangles,
were so aligned that the ball was the eye.
Oh my
and
God.
His legs formed the triangle.
I'm so sick
say, wow.
Of this.
Do you think Ronaldo knows this?
It's unbelievable.
And the wildest thing is that whole eye thing was actually like the free. It was Freemasons.
Yeah, apparently they've
not even Illuminati.
It's actually
niggas
so tired,
just ran with
man.
Everything.
Like, I remember in secondary school, bro. There was a time where they had.
Yeah, do you know what pained me?
Yeah, tell me.
I did not listen to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy when it dropped
same.
Because of that shit. It was
same.
Like going to like a couple years
you
later.
Listen to what?
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, because that was the peak of kind.
Yeah.
And you know, he dropped the film with the whole fallen angel that they said was Lucifer,
whatever. I still
that's
can't listen
album.
To Alejandro till now.
Yeah,
and I love Lady Gaga. Do you understand?
But that comes into your head.
Yo,
I don't know what Born This Way sounds like till this day. At the Super Bowl when it came on a couple years ago, I had to, like,
nigga was for the remote.
Instantly.
I can't be indoctrinated.
Bro, I'm still traumatized. Do you understand? Like, in secondary school, people would, like, they had this because I was in a Christian school. So they had, like...
Dance Hall was a Christian school.
Very Christian. Daniel Solomon, that's what the name was. Oh. Do you think it was, like, Dance Hall?
No,
like,
no.
I
know how we spelled.
Daniel Solomon or Trinity International College. Because they played... Are you about to see a video they played for you guys?
They did, about, like, the Illuminati.
What's the name of the video? The evils of the music industry.
Exactly, that's what it's called.
There was part one and part two. I can't lie. I was...
No, that shit grabbed people up.
They didn't play that for us.
Yeah, you guys are different, though. I'm not going to say why. Anyways.
Do you have something to hash out?
We shouldn't get into the Catholic kidney right now. That's another kettle of fish in
time. The niggas want to rock. What's going on? Royal Rumble.
No, so the Catholics.
Huh? Let's go.
No. I didn't want to go into the Catholic show. That's another. On just on the flip side, like, was really funny.
Pedos versus hypocrites.
What's the Pope's name?
What?
What's the Pope's name again? Pope Francis. Did you see the video of him, like, not letting people kiss his ring?
He's too cool now.
No, I don't know if he's too cool. Like, people.
No, but like, is he the Godfather? Are they supposed to do that?
Yeah,
no, it's a thing.
It's a thing. People like touching him, kissing
so, him. So see, I know what people always say, like, how the mafia and the Roman Catholic Church are really
they have some similarities. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
No, not even like similarities. Like they
Italian
are connected.
Culture, yeah.
Same.
Roman that shit's like
is
a cult following.
It's the same
because like it's like all intertwined.
Yeah, yeah,
when the
same,
here, bro.
No, bleep that. You definitely have to bleep that. Bleep that again. Just you have to bleep that again. That's one. That's smoke. I do not want.
I don't want
the ceremonial smoke.
Oh, the producer talks to him all the smoke.
I don't want.
I don't want incense. I don't want none of that.
He wants that firewood smoke.
Jump back into my story and forget that this ever happened,
bruh.
So the Illuminati.
Why is Victor Akimani saying?
No, we'll get to that.
Stealing her
bars. No, chill. Now let me get to my Illuminati story first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was sick on the day that they played the thing. So I came to school the next day and everybody was acting different. I'm there singing, on to the next one. And I expected my guys to have me. I'm like, hey! And
then the guy beside you is like,
it's like, bro, now
we don't
do that.
We don't do that anymore.
I'm like, why? Like, what
we don't do that here. Music of the devil.
I'm like, what the fuck? And then, bro, for weeks on end, people kept dreaming about end times. I'm like, bro, okay, this is 2008. You realize that 2,000 plus years have gone by since these predictions happened and nothing has happened and it's just all of a sudden.
Yo, bro, you niggas were seeing hell spelled in the sky in my school. Somebody said they saw hell.
Oh, my God.
Like the cloud spelled hell.
The crazy one
bro,
was that book that
niggas,
really
niggas went off.
Going to heaven and hell. That one, at least they gave us in my school.
Niggas went off.
I'm telling
off.
You, see, a lot of these near-death...
I will lie. I purchased the anointing oil. I can't.
You bought anointing oil.
Guys, you can't secure your bed now.
You actually put anointing oil on your bed.
Bible under the pillow, anointing oil on the foot of the bed.
You
niggas didn't
do
that.
Would you think a killer or anybody like, oh, this Bible.
If I see that Bible, I'll shoot you.
Like, who does this guy think?
No, Baphomet.
Who do you think you are?
Baphomet, guys.
Oh, my God.
Bro,
fuck
my nigga.
Fuck out of here.
I didn't want his smoke then, guys.
You guys are nonsense.
Bro, they ruined a billion of our videos. You couldn't even watch Rihanna in peace, man.
Take care video, with the bowl and everything.
Who is Sasha Fierce?
Alter
ego, guy!
I knew that Alter was a demon. I used to possess her.
Fam, how gullible. I hate Christianity, guys.
How gullible. I knew that was a demon.
That was coming.
I swear, they pay me.
No, that was a dark time.
Oh, this was. And honestly, I feel like Jay-Z and them played it up as.
Oh, definitely.
Fuck.
They definitely played it.
They started looking for triangles to put in just to fuck
just
with
in random
human.
Places. Guy, I remember guys be slowing down the video like, so see right there.
Yeah, niggas in Paris.
They were playing shit in reverse.
Yeah,
so if you play it in reverse, you hear devil calling out to you. Fuck
yeah.
I know I can hear it's just...
That's how the devil sounds.
I feel that.
Fuck, man.
But anyways, you were talking about Victor Akimani.
Nah, I was throwing it
dead.
To you.
Oh, to talk about
she dead before I talk about her.
Okay, just before anything else, she has that one hit that I really like. So I'll talk about
the German Juice. Is that her?
No, that's Cynthia Morgan.
Jesus,
he's fucking
on, bro. I could not have missed that one. Oh God.
No, Victor Akimani is Kimani killing show immediately. Do you know?
Okay.
Oh,
I know that.
That jam is fire.
See, I feel like. Okay, this is okay. I'm not going to say it.
No, say it.
Because it's super problematic.
Say it. No, fine.
Super problematic.
It wouldn't be the first time.
No, like it's even more problematic. Like
than usual,
bro.
Give me the content,
bro. Please, we need that content, man.
Do you understand?
Drop it here.
But see what I'm saying. Now, she doesn't have charisma.
Okay.
Like Tenny.
Okay.
No lyrics, no nothing. Honestly, I feel like if she had played up sex appeal more and shook more nyash.
But she did.
No, she didn't do it enough. She didn't do it enough.
Oh my God.
She didn't do it. I'm telling you, me and my man, there's a time my man was like, ah, Victor Akimani has the biggest. And we watched the video and we were waiting for her to turn around.
And
I was like,
oh,
damn. The thing is, I still wouldn't have liked her music. Like, I still wouldn't have liked her music still. But honestly, also, another thing is, we cannot pretend that
like
many female artists do not sell sex appeal. Because even look at what she's coming at Tiwa Savage for. She said Tiwa Savage is fucking somebody, whatever.
Except Megan, though. Megan be selling these bars, bro.
That she twerks in every video. I can actually point your glasses right now.
But twerking,
fuck out of here, man.
The twerking is secondary.
Did you see her twerking tutorial on IG Live?
I did.
Is it that?
But it was mostly the words that she had behind it. Because you guys were woke. You guys were woke. It was less about the twerking and the subliminal messages. If you listen closely, she was talking about how the black community is getting is being removed and split apart.
And yeah, bouncing up and down like bum bum.
1000%.
Like,
that's the thing. So you
and
just,
the cheeks need to clap together.
Bro, you just have to switch your third
you
eye.
Get
on.
Me open.
Do you understand?
Activate your pineal gland.
Exactly.
Open your third eye, God.
That's simply what that's
yeah,
about. But
man.
Yeah, we're back to Victoria Kimani. Like, so yeah, you thought she wasn't.
No, as in, honestly, because she...
every 5 minutes now.
Yo, but then she just disappeared off the face of the internet. She came back with one fucking
fuck you challenge
that looked like they shot it on Nokia phone. Look at the edit. What fucking auto-tune was that? What did they use to record it?
It's bad. It's bad.
And the bars were whack as a motherfuck also. And yo, that whole YC stole my verse, whatever, whatever.
It was one line.
And the line is even from one old song.
Oh, that song, apparently.
Yeah, like, if, because I can't remember what song it was. That I don't want to dance with nobody.
Yeah, and I love how
YC
just
like,
put the meme, like, he tweeted a meme, and just like, I'm not even going to say anything on this.
Like yo, what the fuck, man? Then, apparently, her and Tiwa Savage, there's been some back and forth. Tiwa Savage dropped a picture of, I think, it Rose.
Was it Rose?
Was like, yeah, or... Yeah, me, I'm me, I know Sabi or
me too.
Me as I'm a poor man.
But that crowd,
but it looks
nice.
Like, it looks like let's just go with it. Like it was
it
a
rose,
rate. Yeah, you hear me.
Yeah,
and she was like her sugar daddy takes care of her, whatever.
Is that what Tiwa said?
Yeah, she
you
said something like that. She said something, and she was showing us the detailing. Like it was customized,
yeah,
Savage,
know,
all
know,
of that.
Bro.
Then Victoria Kimani was like, "Your earthly possessions do not faze me."
Your earthly possessions, I'm done.
That is fucking deeper life lyrics.
Your earthly possessions is crazy,
bro. But you know, one thing this actually showed me is how fickle the
music
industry.
Honestly, even if she should get, maybe she still not go even blow herself.
Yeah,
but I think maybe she, if you know, if you, and then she went off for time still.
You know, one of the biggest,
because apparently she was big in Kenya for a bit before Chocolate City signed
her. The only female artist I want to come back is Mochada. The rest of them can't.
Now, Mochada is an Instagram influencer
now.
She's so fine too.
Yeah, she is. Just come back to music, please.
But one thing I'll say about Victoria Kimani, I think the reason why she probably didn't blow in the first place, like, a foreign act coming to Nigeria really doesn't have any backbone, in the sense that, like, you have no cultural affiliation, nobody's rooting for you, you're not really going to
put, she had Chocolate City,
yeah, but like, you know how,
like,
a lot of stuff is language, like, do you understand, like, put Yoruba,
no, but I think she was half something,
is she?
But I don't even know, man.
But I know,
like, it'd be like,
I know nobody was claiming her, but
and I think it was like, there's even America somewhere in the mix,
really.
Be like, yeah, accent.
I guess. But
I don't even know, man. Fam, as in, it's been so long, I cannot remember what I know about her.
Victoria Kimani.
Just that she's Kenyan.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, like, this reminded me of one thing. The music industry, or just the industry in general, is mad fickle.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Up,
like, and what that makes me realize, like, getting your, when you fall off, getting your name back in the mix and getting people to mess with you again is like, the hardest thing in the world.
And unless you're Duncan Mighty.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
But he also got like a crazy push from like the WizKids.
Yeah.
The
no, but
the
thing is, if you've got it, because Ice Prince,
Ice Prince is doing numbers.
See, the funny thing is, the fact that you asked
Ice Prince
is
doing
back
numbers.
Just showed that the comeback number.
Ice Prince.
No, but he's doing his
numbers. Ice Prince is doing his numbers.
I don't know.
I think he's like,
yeah, I saw him post. No, it wasn't.
Top five. Something crazy.
It was big numbers.
The year, the guy dropped
some crazy
number.
Yeah,
I said
crazy
Spotify
numbers.
I'm not going to scrutinize it.
One way that I know, he probably got numbers.
You had Olekun repeat,
huh? No, I didn't have Olekun repeat, okay. And I don't have a stream farm either. I think it's
Oh, you think he has a stream farm?
No, I didn't say that.
Are you making allegations?
No, I did not say that. Okay. A lot of Nigerian guys buy their streams and views. So that's by the way.
Are you serious?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, didn't you hear that whole thing? Niggas coming for the video. People really forming detective, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, niggas really broke down the amount of subscribers, monthly subscribers, daily visits. I'm like, yo, fam, who go read this thing?
You need like this to come off strike.
Just banter.
But what's good?
Congrats.
We can't be throwing private school public schools. Those guys are ready, man.
Congratulations to our Unilag family. Like, some of them graduated.
Oh yeah, they did their defense. Congratulations.
No, convocation. Defense was, I think, about purpose. They did actual convocation with the guys and everything.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
shout out to them. No, but what I was going to say about Spotify is like, So it contributes to all your streams. So if you've been on features, they're there too. If you've had a project, it's there.
What
so
big feature was it?
Particular on? Goes off in white countries now.
Oh, like shit. True. Most of the numbers could be from Particular.
Yeah, definitely.
Man.
So, yeah, you know, yeah, that's yeah. another thing that happens.
See,
as well.
Like he has this song with Fino and Fouse, and apparently everybody just, like, after everybody else is done, or they skip through Ice Princess, but like, they are on the song because of Fouse and Fino. I don't
know.
That guy I like the record.
He was arguably the biggest, like, rapper. I'm not saying just Nigeria.
In Africa.
In Africa.
Was the first on Breakfast Club now.
Really?
Yeah. He was the first African artist on Breakfast Club. Like, of this new crop.
Yeah.
And now everybody's just going on a Breakfast Club, Ebro, Beats One,
yeah,
all that.
Everybody,
all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just, everybody, sir. Yeah, like, you're the, not feeling the top niggas.
One thing I want to say, because we spoke about her very briefly, where you're talking about, like, selling charisma. Is Tenny finally getting to the point where these videos are annoying, or is that just me?
It's you, man.
It's
I see
just
the,
me.
I see the.
Have you seen the video with the
but
thing
is, I feel like it always happens, man.
I saw the Hush Puppy one. I was just like, come
okay,
on,
no, that Hush Puppy one was kind of annoying.
Like, come on, man. And I'm so everything tired of people going to foreign now. Countries and harassing white people. Like,
apparently, the white person was her friend.
Yeah.
The one in,
even
the
one with the person.
I'm talking
that
about
she's...
the store attendant, too.
Okay,
like, do you know what Hush Puppy is? Like, come on.
Okay, but
it
how
might
is
have
that?
Been her friend.
But how is that harassment?
Just leave it
now?
Alone, man. Like,
look at you. You are like Daniel. That's why you like Daniel Caesar.
Hey, shout
leave white women alone. Leave white women alone. Don't disturb white women.
I am never
look
canceling
at this
Daniel
fucking
Caesar.
Guy.
The only way I'm canceling Daniel Caesar is if he closes his gap because I feel like.
I'm so offended.
No,
what
no,
the
if
fuck does that
it,
even mean?
I have a gap, so I'm so offended.
Why should he close it? That's the only way I'm going to drop him. Don't close it, because rep for the guys.
That's very weird, man.
Leaning to the ugly thing that people keep saying.
See what I'm talking about?
No, people keep going
calling,
now.
That
see,
people keep saying, like, leaning
cannot,
to it.
Like,
that's the only way I'll cancel him, because I rep him on that.
Do you hear super pro-black guys coming about how we only think Daniel Caesar is ugly because of
I
our internalized
that,
self-hate?
No, nobody said that.
Race. No, niggas did.
People said...
because of our, like, he doesn't have
Eurocentric
features.
I'm so tired of that thing.
How
but people say...
Eccentric features, slim nose,
all that kind of stuff.
Funny enough, I don't even like. I don't. That shit looks weird, man.
But as you know,
but lots of black girls.
Because if you think about it,
lots of the black girls you think are pretty have Eurocentric features. If you think about it,
like who?
Plenty of them.
I should list off my. Yeah. Let me go for the blackest of the blackest.
Okay.
Let me go for the West African.
Who's Victor Ekamani?
Oh my God, she's not fine.
Nah, stop it.
Is she?
She's.
I'm very indifferent about what she looks like.
She's alright.
Let me put it like this now.
If
she wasn't big like that, and like if she wasn't thick in quotes or whatever, and you see her in the club, will you look twice at her face?
I look twice at a lot of people.
You'd
be surprised.
You are very.
No, my start.
You have
glasses, man.
You have.
Nice one. Bring out the big guns.
Yeah,
bring out the.
Here, man.
Bring out the big guns. No. I feel, take. No, I respect that.
Oh my God.
My only thing is that she's just doing Come for the Queen. I think she's okay. What are we talking about? I feel like I've gone on like a crazy segue.
We're talking about how most people we think are fine have Eurocentric features.
Would you say Justin Sky has Eurocentric features?
She does, because her
nose. No, but she has like
small,
regular
her lips
black
are
people
pursed
lips.
In a small manner.
No, are they small?
They're not small. They are pursed. And usually Eurocentric.
And the wildest thing is, after white people made us hate our features, they now want to the lip injections
to, like,
and black fishing.
They don't want to be completely. But
yeah.
What's black fishing?
We talked about it. You and
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, the way they like tan their skin and all. Yeah.
All the
you see Ariana Grande.
Fam, he's still paying me. Amber Rose is white.
No, she's not white.
She is.
What?
I promise you, Amber Rose is fully Caucasian.
No.
Yes.
Never.
No.
Google Lam now.
I would never. It's not possible.
Google Lam now. The Caucasity.
So where did their ass come from?
Caucasity.
Surgery. Nah. Yo, let's chill, man.
It's Amber Rose.
I know. Like, right. You know, slandering black, saying I like Daniel Caesar is one thing, saying I can't see is another. But Amber Rose's ass is...
What?
Her father is of Irish and Italian descent. Her mother is, okay, Cape Verdean
no,
and
no.
black.
Wait,
black.
No. Yeah,
and
no.
maternal, her mom is mixed. Her mom is Scottish
exactly,
and Cape Verdean.
Exactly.
And Cape Verdeans are not even dark skin.
And yeah, and Cape Verdeans are not dark skin.
So how do you explain
crazy.
The bomb?
Crazy.
We don't
like,
know if it's real.
The only black in her
no,
is like...
that bomb is real.
We don't know if it's real, man.
That bomb is real.
I cannot categorically tell you that it's real.
Bro, that's one of the foundations of hip-hop. Do you understand what you're saying right
Amber
now?
Amber Rose's butt.
Do you understand what you're saying
honestly,
right now?
Honestly, man. Like,
you're shaking a
honestly.
Crazy table. Apparently, yeah, for some dude, AE. Shout out to some guy. I think he's VP of A&R at Def Jam or something like that.
Oh, okay. She's no more doing all this... chicken rappers, it's Black China that's
no.
doing that one. YBN, YBN, this and that.
Oh my God.
But you're
shooting
Chris Angle. Who?
She was
No, that was a myth. Amber Rose, I saw that. Now, come on. It was based on bald heads now. Like, come on, let's not do that. Let's not do that. Kurt Angle, no, no, no.
See, there was a time, but honestly, Amber Rose was an Black China staple in hip hop, man. Like,
oh, definitely.
If you want to be a rapper, like, okay, definitely. You have a hit record. Yeah, just, you need to go and make one of these babes, Karrueche, Amber Rose, Black China.
Did you say Karrueche?
Probably. Like, a lot of them dated her, man.
Apparently, the only surgery that Amber Rose has ever done is breast reduction. So,
that's loud. Breast reduction. That's loud. Reduction? So, everything is natural.
Apparently.
I didn't say it was surgery. I just said.
But she provided one of the greatest hip hop albums of all time.
What's that?
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
It wasn't just for her now.
But she, I'm sure Blame she's
Game. Blame Game was the only one that was. No. Blame Game. That Yeezy told me.
Yeah,
it was for
supposed to be about her.
Fam, Kanye West is so talented when he's petty. Like, that's
what
like the
do?
Most
oh,
petty.
On that song?
That song, that's the most petty and beautiful song I have ever heard, man.
She's quarter black.
I swear, the thing, bro, is less than a quarter. Have you seen Cape Verdeans?
The ancestors.
Like a lot of these Cape, because it's coastal now, so there's Portuguese and
all these mixture. They look like aboriginals, but light-skinned aboriginals.
Yeah, so they have that. You know what unintelligent people call exotic?
Oh.
You know, when you mix black and something else. Yeah. So that's how a lot of them are like really light-skinned.
The ancestors made
red
that,
bones.
They made that quarter stretch, man.
Stretch all the way to our buttocks.
They made that. Your shout out to the ancestors, man.
Fam, no.
But
don't crack.
We've run through pretty much everything.
Guy, what are we even talking about?
I think we're going to talk about Burna's new EP. I haven't listened to it, so can anyone give me the scoop? None of us listened to it.
Somebody said he overestimated his juice by dropping it, but I feel like because it was a collab EP.
Yeah, it was a collab project.
My DJ Dodger Stadium, so I don't know.
Is that his name?
No, it's two guys, DJ DS, DJ Dodger Stadium. It's
that's the name of the group.
Yeah, two dudes.
Fair enough. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Did the list of the Escape debtors finally drop?
No, he said, I didn't make this video to actually embarrass anybody. People are said paying up, so I just want to thank you guys for supporting me.
Oh, wow.
Shout out! Shout out Tonto for being my backbone.
She's the one that got married recently. One time that all these celebs pulled up.
Duke of Spades guy.
If the list dropped, what would have happened?
Yeah, imagine if your popsy was on that.
Embarrassing.
No, but you said my eyes, you said my vision was fucked up. Now,
I think that's even worse than my popsy.
If my popsy was on that list, I'll be happy. I'm like, okay, this nigga catches some action. This nigga catches some action somewhere.
Escape. Yeah, popping bottles.
I die.
You don't want to save me.
But on a real note, like if I saw Whiskey's name is on the list, so
do you understand? Like,
we do not care, but many people are useless.
See, plenty of people were talking about it on the fact that they were living lives that were just they couldn't afford.
Yeah, but
we already know that, man.
That's no news.
It was easy for him to just play on the whole we are all poor thing. Like, oh, we're all suffering. Oh, see, they're owing me money. Everybody, like, yes, somebody said everything.
But another thing is, like, someone said that was just bad business management from him.
But I mean, his business is run down, like, so he doesn't even have a business to manage.
Yeah, no, he wanted to put him going out of business on the fact that a lot of people were money. Like, he tried to link it.
True. Yeah, that's what he said. He said he closed down because they were
because,
180 million
true,
in debt.
Yeah.
Bruh. I don't know if that's just from bottles or champagne, man. What?
See, but and if you think about it, they even overcharge. Someone fuck all this COVID.
You don't say that,
I mean, I don't give. Like, why would I sympathize with you? Charging me how many thousand naira, like 100 or 1,000 naira for 10K drinks.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not impressed by the flex of being able to go to a place, not pay, put it on the tab and just keep it moving, man. That's a ridiculous flex. They'll play all the Champions League music for you. The babes will bring the sparklers.
And then people who actually have maybe 40K in their pockets and want that, they don't let them enter. It's not you.
See, but like, bro, I don't even, like, the whole point of the whole cruise behind clubbing is dumb, man.
Yeah.
It's essentially dumb.
I'm not gonna lie. It's just
like, and all these drinks, like, yo, fam, you're not even good, like, you pop champagne, all like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, it's
guy, when life, how many times have you gone for rocks and, like, because it depends on Because there's no way I'll go to club, pop all that bottles, all those things, mm-hmm. and I will not eventually regret it.
Oh, definitely.
It will come back to you, man.
Definitely. Right, I regret spending money for an extra
I think that's the goal now. I think the
public. I swear, like, a lot of, yeah.
I think the goal is to reach the level where it does not affect you.
We never did. I don't know how rich I would be where, I can waste money on a lot of shit, but mm-hmm. that clubbing thing, it doesn't, like, I can waste money on food now. All that extra chicken, all these people, but yeah. you go chowam.
Oh, no,
but all this pouring champagne on babe, all these things, they should be right. shouting your name.
Have you
the
seen
DJ will be like, oh, yeah, cheeks. Shout out.
Have you seen the video of the guy eating money in the club? So there's different flexes. There's guys who spray. There's guys who pour champagne on their ass and clean.
There's guys that bond it.
And guys that chow the money in the club.
Very interesting.
You are what you eat in it.
We should just end it based on that, you know. Come on, man. Everybody came prepared today. Shout out to you.
Well, no, new season now. We out here now.
Shout out
me?
To you. And shout out to you guys for sticking with us, man. Like, I know it's been a while.
Actually, niggas might even have forgotten so that
no,
we were waiting
come
for.
On, come on.
No, now then many things niggas are waiting for. Game of Thrones, Avengers.
True.
Are you guys pumped for the new Game of Thrones? I don't really care, man.
Confession. I have only watched one Game of Thrones episode. Yes.
Yeah, it's no one.
And unfortunately,
it's no biggie,
it was
man.
An episode. It was an episode that ruined kind of like a huge, like a moment. You know, the moment of like, hold the door.
Oh, okay,
that was the first episode. That was the first episode I ever saw. Watched. Yeah.
How do you just jump into the?
It was my friend, bro, and do not crash midway, such that I don't say I was really prepared for what Game of Thrones like had, but and people will say I'm talking about this shit again, but like there was a scene where. Man's just casually chilling. A man just stood up and showed his whole phallus on the screen.
Bro,
I was caught off guard. I'm like, whoa! And then my bro was like, what's going on? I'm like, bro, why are they dicks in this shit? But, and he was like, is he really dying? Flipped over and went back to
honestly,
bed.
Honestly, like, why? But why does this do you so much?
I don't know. Maybe it's trauma from
what
my childhood.
Oh, hey. I'm not even going to touch that.
Let's
not.
That's a deep dive.
I swear. No.
God forbid I reveal that.
So I was talking to somebody. I was talking to somebody. This.
Are you sure?
Yes. God forbid.
It's a safe space.
No, I'm good.
I'm here for you, baby.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was talking to someone and the dude was like, he was talking to a homie. Mm-hmm. And the homie pulls out his phone, like shows him a babe. You know how, bruh. Let's be real. When you show a nigga a babe, mm-hmm. either you're trying to flex or okay, I'm hitting this.
Yeah.
I'm talking to this.
Or you're doing the CRB check. Like how far?
Yeah,
like
credibility that. Check.
Yeah, bro. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Nigga gives the phone. The guy gives the cosign. It's like, yo, okay, now link me. My guy's like, nah, man, I can't do that. She's like a sister to me. I've known her for years. I said, guy, are you mad? You actually, I didn't ask you. You actually sold me the phone, and I asked you to link me, and you're telling me she's my. Yo, she, niggas need to know that. Like, the guy was now like, okay, so what about the like? What if the babies on that end, fucking niggas? So I'm going to lose out because she's a sister to you. Like, what does that mean, man?
Yeah, but my own is like, why don't we even rate our boys, man? Like, say sisters. So I'm not good enough for your sister.
That be happening. I'm not gonna lie.
But honestly, a lot of my guys, they are not good. For,
period.
Good
for like, I'm not going to pretend.
No,
like,
I associate
and I
with known scumbags.
But just if
and
I
am a known scumbag also. Like, I won't even approach my guy's sister. I feel like that piece is mad messy. But all this, like, a sister to me, fuck out of here, Jamie Lannister. Start to me. But you want to see clap those cheeks and cheeks.
Oh,
that's
flagrant.
Do you understand?
Oh my god.
You know, when you started that story, I thought it was going in a different direction.
Honestly, I
thought it was about to be one of those situations.
Not even that,
one of the funniest situations that comes out is like when your guy shows you a picture of the babe, and this has happened to me before. He's like, oh guy, what do you think about this babe? No, what do you think about, like, let's say her name is Denise. I don't know if I know any Denises in my life. What do you think about Denise? And I'm like, ah, Denise with the, like, the frizzy hair. I like the gap tooth.
Come on. Denise with the big ass.
No, not the big ass. No, not that one. Like Denise who doesn't look good. Like,
like
Denise
clapped.
With the K-leg. He's like, yeah, what do you think about,
so what's wrong with K-legs?
Are we doing this?
For me, like, someone can just be clapped without it being
I apologize.
Frizzy hair and K-leg. And you've been going for that gap tooth.
Actually, it was just a short that you did. I actually don't mind. I like people with gap teeth.
So you have a grassroots fetish.
Bro, don't make me do don't make me do PR on my birthday, man. Like this is right.
See, yeah, no,
I can't even get the joke out anymore. Yeah, like it's done.
No, I have to. It's same energy always, man.
Nah, I feel
same
you.
Same energy bless, always. Bless, you are not bless, special.
Plus, I appreciate.
Like what you were born to be, so did you feel different? Or is there a magical beam? You know when like I can't wait to be 18. No, I can't wait to be 18. I can't wait to be 21. Mm-hmm. Fam, all those things happen, and I did not magically transform.
Wait till the nigga, you're finally legal, and he's been doing all that illegal. Like, my nigga, I was legal last year, bro.
Like, in Nigeria, there's really nothing. Like, for how long have you been? Okay, I don't drink, shall we?
Anymore?
I don't drink.
Or just in general?
Eh? Okay, don't drink. Like, don't drink liquid. Just eat. Like,
see, so, one joke, and this is what you give us. See, rest back. What's wrong with that? What nonsense?
Jesus on that Christ. Note, before I dig myself into more trouble, thank you guys so much. I know I said this before, but really, shout out to you. Shout out to Shayi. Shout out to...
Why are we still giving that guy shout outs?
Just cause.
Wait, that guy will not hit me up and say.
Shout outs to Glaze Gang, man. Whole family, man.
I know, by the way, I was going to say this before. Let's start using the hashtags. Tell us which moments that you really like. Suggest topics to us as well. You know, let's get the interaction going.
Yeah, what would you like to hear us talk about?
Absolutely. You know, even send some of your stories in. Let's read
some of your stories. Read them online.
Yeah, let's read them on the Glaze Dude.
Dear Joro, I love you, this babe. And she don't love me back.
No.
What do I do?
No, but
I said we should have a section, Ask Chicks.
Exactly.
Dr. Love.
Let's play matchmaker.
You get me? Give them some romantic advice.
Even though my romantic
advice. I was about to ask
pretty...
you how much of that advice have you used for yourself.
It's been a while, man.
So nothing like birthday suck-ups?
Nah.
What?
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. No birthday activities.
Nothing, bro. It's actually kind
of wink, sad. Wink. So me too, I was like, so that's how my birthday like this. No birthday sex. Street is rough.
Street is
actually
super
rough. I feel you, man. I feel you. Happy 50th, man.
Bless. I appreciate it.
Nice one. Old guys gang. We have to stick together. Geriatrics, you get me?
What?
You don't know what geriatrics is?
I have an idea. I'm never going to front like I can tell you what geriatrics are.
You
can't. Is that like
tell
the study
what...
of germs? And on that note.
And on that note.
Yeah, shout out to you guys.
Go out with dictionary.
Oh, no.
I bet. Let's go, man. Easy.